Back again, more Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, joined by Aaron Fay, who is originally from Rocky Mountain House, but I made the mistake. He's actually from driven from West Kelowna.
Wow, yeah, over the mountains.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Why, yo?
West Episcoke, yeah.
He come a long way and a lot of harsh weather to hang and join us for Coffee and Cree. So talking a little bit about some verbs and just inflections and the grammar structures of Nehewe Win. And, you know, we used mitso for, I guess that would be for an animate.
Yeah, that's, so mitso just falls under that one person verb type, right? That's just me. Nimitso, na eat.
Okay, so now if we're turning that to an action verb with something that's inanimate, because I think that's what we need to teach a little bit is about the animacy, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's this concept in the, and it's kind of like this idea of animacy. I've heard people explain it as like something maybe living or not, or, you know, sometimes described as like for ceremonial or spiritual reasons or something like that. And so there's a lot of sort of ways that people understand that. But as learners, the best way I found so far is just to think of something as either awa, which is like, you know, if I say Bill awa, this is Bill,
a living person. This or whatever, as a person.
As opposed to uma. Uma. Yeah. So something would be uma, like mitsuma poi uma, like this soup here, right? So if something is either uma or it's awa.
It's either animate or inanimate.
And that's sort of the two categories, if you will, okay. Right? And that can be a little bit tricky sometimes because we have a lot of new words in the language, or like words that are new from, like, you know, settler influence or colonialism, mm-hmm. or items that have come from that, right?
Yep.
Where it's, and so different, you'll go to communities sometimes where it'll be an oma in one community and it'll be a wa in a different community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
So it can be confusing that way, but for the most part, it's once you know them, they pretty well work, right?
Nestoten. So talking about the inanimate one, so now we're going to be...
Well, we were using the example of like eating, right? So if you want to say... If I just say ni mitsun, I'm saying like I eat. I'm just eating sort of in general, like we're eating or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to say I'm eating this soup, then I'm going to use a different verb now.
Okay.
Because I'm interacting with something. So I'm going to say ni mitsun.
Ni mitsun?
Yeah, instead of ni mitsun.
Mitsuma poi.
Yeah, ni mitsun. Mitsuma poi.
For soup.
You might say uma for like emphasis if you want to.
Okay, okay.
And so same thing. If I want to say like you're eating the soup, then I can say ki mitsun. If I want to say that person, mitsu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitsuwak, they are eating.
Nimitsunan, we are eating, but not you.
That's right. Nimitsunan, yeah.
Okay, nimitsunan mitsuma poi, so we are eating the soup, but not you eating the soup.
That's right.
Okay, so now, if we were going to make it animate now, so now we're going to be eating...
Maybe bread.
Bread. Okay, there's a good example. Yeah, there's a good example because bagwaisagan, the Cree word for bannock, is actually animate.
Yes.
Right. So we don't question that. We just assume it's animate.
Yeah.
So now if we're going to eat the bannock.
Yeah. Now we can't say meat. We can't say nimitsin anymore.
Because it's animate.
Yeah. And this is where it gets a little bit, it can be confusing or like challenging, right? Because the word for this one on the animate side, when somebody eats something animate, then we say moyo, moyo. So for me, if I say I'm eating the bannock, nimuao ba kwesikan, nimuao, which is different. It doesn't sound like
nimitsu. It's not mitso anymore,
it's
right?
It's a different verb now.
Yeah.
And that can be, again, you know, back to the very beginning, the language so beautifully complex in all of the ways that we can express how to say or interact with something, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Let's go to a different verb then. So now if we were just going to go back to just the simple VAIs and we'll use like, say, to walk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so like your simple stuff, like pimutan, pimuteo is to walk.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can say nipimutan.
I am walking.
I walk.
Or I walk.
Yeah, I walk. So kipimutan, that's going to be you.
You walk.
Yeah. And then that one walks, pimoteo.
Pimoteo, that person over there is walking.
We hear that all the time in stories, right? Pimoteo.
Pimoteo, they're walking. Right? Yeah, walking around.
Yeah. And then those ones, wiwao, pimoteoak.
They're walking.
Right, and you heard that stretch is a pimoteo,
mm-hmm.
pimoteoak, right? It shifts because there's another syllable on the end there, right?
Now, to add a further confusion into the language for the language journeys, there's a separate branch of the language that is set aside for when the action is currently taking place.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We could put a whole episode just on this. So you're talking about the conjunct.
The conjunct, yeah, right? Yeah. So I figured we had a little bit of time. So we're talking about pimote. Yeah. As the root for walk.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now if I'm saying as I am walking and I'm speaking in a sentence now.
Yeah, yeah. So I can say if it's just right now and like, hey, what are you doing? Epimotean.
I am walking.
I'm walking. It's right now.
I've heard it described, the conjunct, as very close to sometimes putting an ing on the end of a word.
Yeah, and I think that's correct in the present. The part where it gets confusing is once you get into storytelling. The what we call a conjunct or the e conjunct can sort of have different meanings, and that's the one of the tricky parts of getting into the intermediate level of languages. That I don't think we can just define it. We're certainly not going to solve it in the 3 minutes we have left.
Yeah,
today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's part of the challenge. Is that I think we want to come in and say, well, I was taught this meant ing, like I am walking, but then when I read it in a sentence. It's like, oh, how does that make sense now in this story that I'm reading? And so the short version of that, I'll say, is that depending on the context, it can sometimes mean when, or it can sometimes just be supplemental information to that particular sentence. And it's a little bit open to interpretation based on the context. And that's sort of the best answer I can give you today, because it really depends on the sentence and what's happening. But again, like you said before, if it's just happening now, I can say epimotean. Like I'm walking.
I'm walking.
Yeah, but just be aware that when you get into the stories or you hear somebody talking.
And back to eating. Imitsoyan.
Imitsoyan.
Imitsoyan, as I'm eating, or I am eating.
And if I was going to say that for you, I'd say imitsoyin. That's you.
Because you're second person.
Yeah, yeah. Imitsoyin. And that can be the tricky part of, again, we're sort of leaning a little bit into the grammar here, is that there's... When for all of these different types we talked about today, right? The VIIs, the mm-hmm. VAIs, the VTIs, yeah. And we barely touched on the VTAs, but for each of those, they change the way you say the word for every person you're talking about. And that's the thing that makes it challenging, right? And again, you don't have to learn it. You don't have to learn the grammar. You know, I know folks that learn the language more exclusively just by listening. Right. So the way my brain works is I just kind of want to get in there and get it out of the way. And in some ways, I think it's helped my language journey a bit. But in some ways, it's also a bit of a crutch because I have to be like, OK, which conjugation is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will be back again next Sunday because Aaron has agreed to join us next Sunday again because we're going to carry on this conversation. It's much too involved. For one episode.
Absolutely.
So I think next week we'll touch on more on the VTAs, on the, you know, where there's a verb and two people or two animate things involved.
Yeah. And I think what we'll do is we'll just pick a few words that people can use today.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for joining us again. And we'll see you next Sunday on Coffee and Cree.